Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, let me throw a hypothetical situation at you.
Bring it.
Because sometimes tough conversations are very difficult when you look at a mirror and you see one thing, but the rest of the world sees you as another thing, and you have facts to back it up. So let me, here is a future hypothetical situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your son Jimmy now, how old?
He is 2.5.
2.5. Maybe in a couple of years, he decides he wants to start playing baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy starts playing baseball, and he sucks bad.
Okay.
I mean, really. But he loves baseball so much, so he tries and tries and tries, but dude can't throw, dude can't hit, dude can't catch, dude can't do anything.
Okay.
But he loves the game so much.
Okay. Can he run?
No.
Okay.
He falls every time.
I tried to get him something.
No,
yeah.
No, I appreciate
he's supposed to be going to first, he goes to third.
To be fair, he may have got a little bit of his mama in him, because I remember when I played basketball, I used to trip and fall all the time. And I had to wear elbow pads and knee pads.
Seriously?
When I played basketball. In middle school.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. There's,
you was down bad.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I felt so embarrassed, but my mom is like, you're going to break something. And I was forced to wear elbow pads and knee pads when I played basketball.
I bet you were real cool in middle school.
You have no idea.
Who's the kid on the basketball court dressed in all that football gear?
Shoulder pads.
Abby, there's a reason I wasn't kissed until the age of 15.
You have a helmet too? Did you get a helmet?
No helmet. No helmet.
All right, so now, I mean, follow me for just one second. He starts to get a little bit better, right? All right, mm-hmm. He's passable and all, but he gets into high school and he's like, you know what I want to do? I want to be a professional baseball player. But everybody knows this kid, that's just not his DNA. He's trying hard. It's just not his DNA. At some point as a parent, you have a responsibility to say to your kid, this ain't going to work for you. Like, I know your heart is in the right place, but this is just not who you are.
Is our job as parents to just squash our children's dreams or to encourage them to be happy?
At some point, you have to hit them with some reality, because it's just going to be a disappointment after disappointment. So he may see himself one way.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the facts are the facts, though.
Okay.
I feel the same way about you when it comes to matchmaking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it feels like every couple of months back on the schedule is Kristen's desire to set two people up.
Uh-huh.
And you are literally O for life. No wins.
Hey, listen, look at me. Look at me.
I'm right here.
I'm self-aware. I know I suck at this. I need a win.
Save that. Just that part. Just that part. All right, let's build you up.
I need a win.
All right, I appreciate
you. I am like our winless high school football team. I'm just clawing to get a W, baby.
All right, let's go back in.
And I want to use Abby to get my W.
Oh, God, not me. Pick someone else.
Now, Abby, the good news for you, based on your story since you've been here, is that it can't get any worse.
Right?
You know what? I'm already in the trenches. So, Kristen, if you want to just help me get out of that.
Thank you. You had a guy eat chips at your table without his arms or hands.
Yeah, he baby birded that thing real hard.
So I
and just to be
like
clear, he had.
He had arms and hands.
They're like, cancel her.
So, yes, I have a history on this show of not being the best matchmaker. And by not being the best matchmaker, I mean by being the worst matchmaker known to mankind and never having a successful match ever.
What, the last time we did this with somebody in the station, didn't you link up one of your friends with somebody in the radio station, and there was a 30-year age difference.
It wasn't a 30.
And they had zero in common, except they both had heartbeats.
Correct. But let me elaborate. He looked very young for his age.
And I'm sure she was an old soul.
I had no idea how old he was, but yeah, she was single. He was single. I set them up on a date. It turns out there was a quite extensive age gap. And while they had a nice time, it was not romantically meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
We've done it with listeners. That doesn't turn out well either.
And we even did it with listeners' pets. Or we did it with a listener's pet. We tried to use the pet to matchmake, and they went on a date, and it was successful.
Once.
I'm trying to think. Did I try to set you up, Mo?
Yes, you did.
We did like a blind date kind of thing, right? In studio, and then Bert whispered in your ear like who you should pick.
I forgot about that one.
I didn't. Cheater, cheater.
Yeah, I see blocked that one. That one was on me.
Yes, it was.
Your heart was in the right place.
There was
wasn't my heart. I was thinking about for you.
There was a previous co-host that I tried to set up, and I failed miserably there as well. I think that's where my track record began when I struck out that time. So, yes, there's been numerous occasions over the years from multiple people on the show, people in the building, listeners. I have not managed to make a successful match. Until now.
You're talking a big game, Kristen.
Yeah, I'm talking no game, Abby.
Now, so, are you green-lighting this? Are you okay with her trying? I mean, honestly, what can go wrong?
Look, I'm okay with this, but I just need to know, are you okay with failing again for what seems like the 100th time?
Obviously.
Right. Can your spirit take it?
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Abby raises a really good point. Okay,
what?
If this doesn't work out again, can we put it behind us forever? Never on the schedule again. Oh, Kristen wants to be a great matchmaker. This is it. Done forever. Can we do that?
Sure.
It's not happening.
All right. So how do you want to do this?
I promise. I raise my right hand. If this does not work, I'm raising both hands. Now I feel like I'm under arrest.
Put your hands up.
Yeah. If this does not succeed in some manner, but we have to decide what succeed means. It doesn't mean she has to get engaged or married. All right. We have to determine what a successful match is. Then I will give it up forever.
Okay. So how are we doing plenty of Kristen? are people supposed to hit you up? Are we putting something on the website?
I want Abby to be comfortable with this.
Okay.
And so she and I will determine how we want to find suitors. And then I will be the one to cull through all of them. And we'll find her match made in heaven.
Okay. So tomorrow morning, this time, you guys have a game plan.
We have a game plan.
Okay. That's tomorrow morning on The Burt Show. Same time.
I'm sorry in advance.
The Burt Show.